Blues, and your store is successful. What if business is so good, your employees are all super, and if that's true, the odds are overwhelming that you hired mostly family members, and your staff runs your shop efficiently and effectively, and business is booming? Guess what one of the reasons is that 50% of small businesses fail in the first 5 years? The reason is insufficient capital to expand when the growth starts. If successful, to keep growing at your current pace, the experts teach that you will require loads of cash for advertising and promotion. Your profits have never been better, but your cash flow just does not allow for the kind of advertising you think you need to continue this growth. Your growth will either cease or it will overwhelm your business, and either way, you're tanked. Again, business might be fantastic, all is well in your Java land, but you're smart enough to know better than anyone that your success is only as good as your last customer. If you don't keep milking the promotions and advertising, and yes, even word of mouth, which is a promotional science unto itself, if you don't keep working on your business because you're too caught up with working in your business, then you face some grand challenges ahead. It does not have to be this way. You don't have to be as depressed as a well-knocked group portafilter. Managed growth means eliminating advertising now. It's certainly true that of all the problems you may have, and of all the problems you could have, massive growth and high customer traffic is the best problem you can have. If you're going to have problems, you would prefer the problem to be runaway growth. With that problem, you get income, you get capital, you get customers, and customers produce other customers. With high traffic, if you jump on board to fix high growth problems before they occur, that is, if you learn to manage growth immediately without breaking your bank account to do so, you will be in the best position possible to make your company skyrocket. The best way to manage growth is to have capital. Capital to hire new help that you can pay enough to be quality workers. Capital to build an expanded seating area or perhaps add a second location. You won't be caught up in the problems with too fast growth if you grow without spending all your cash flow. Do you get it? You need to do two simple things right now. 1. Grow rapidly. 2. Spend virtually no money to do so. That means slash your advertising budget. More accurately, that means slash your advertising budget if you ever had enough money to advertise in the first place. Many coffee bar owners don't. If you find yourself in this group with little money to advertise, you may now consider yourself very fortunate indeed. You're about to blow away your competition and use virtually no money to do so. If you're struggling to get customers in the door, however, that means you need more customers, but you can't spend all your capital to get them. Doing so means you can't afford the growth. This means if business is booming, but you lack the capital to expand, you need to slash your advertising budget immediately. Slash it to almost zero. The Madison Avenue types don't like this advice. They know the big, dirty secret. That secret is branding and traditional, costly advertising just won't work for the small business owner. It often doesn't work for the large business owner either. You're about to cut all fat from your advertising. You will reduce your time and energy, lower your costs, and increase your sales by at least 70% and usually by more than 95%. And you'll find that, although I'm talking straight to most of you, discussing how business is bad or how those with successful growth but no money, all of that, listen, I'm your biggest fan. I love coffee bars. I have toured Italy 9 times, going from bar to bar, savoring my finds in each of them. I want you to be successful. I'm always so disappointed when I leave a local coffee bar and see 1,000 things they should be doing to put more money in their pockets and to serve their customers better. I want you to succeed, because when I come to your town, I want good coffee in a good coffee shop. I consider you my second office. I'll take a little work and spend 30 minutes savoring that coffee with usually a fresh sandwich and a dessert too. Your success is vital to me for selfish reasons. I want you to be open when I get there. The kiss of death